I'd like to do a guided meditation about the Brahma Viharas. But first, I'd like to talk about them a little bit more. So usually these meditations will be about metta, loving kindness. And that is the easiest one to do. It is usually the easiest one. Now, there's also karuna, compassion, which is a more refined and a little bit harder version of metta. So why is it harder? Well, I would say the difference between the two is with metta, we have this unconditional care and I guess an intention or a wish of well-being for others. It's unconditional no matter what other people have done. So metta sets aside any and every reason to be upset with anybody. Doesn't matter what they've done. So even a really evil person, you know, like think of the most evil politician in Malaysia here, okay? I don't know who that is, but now if you're skilled at metta, you can even send metta to that politician because you set aside everything they've done. You just wish them, may they be well. And that's a skill. It's hard to do that. A lot of people are like, yeah, but he's such a bad guy. Oh. There's no setting it aside. And I'm like, oh, you can't set it aside, can you? Well, there's some skill that has to be developed here. It should be possible to set it aside, even if just for a little while. Even just for 10 minutes or 1 hour or whatever you're going to use for your meditation. If only for your peace of mind, if only for your own mental well-being, you would set those problems aside, at least temporarily. You can calmly complain about it later to a friend. Calmly. Not angrily. And that's very Buddhist. All right, now with karuna, it gets a little trickier because in this one we find a similar peace, a heavenly lightness of heart, and it is more refined than metta. But in this case, we know what people have done, but we wish them compassion anyway. We are compassionate towards them anyway. So with compassion, we don't set aside other people's badness. But we are still compassionate towards them anyway. We're aware of what they've done with compassion, but we can still be peaceful nonetheless. We still wish them well. Okay, so imagine maybe you have children, and sometimes those kids do bad things. But as a parent, you do wish for their higher good. You do wish that they eventually mature and grow up and become a better person, and you still love them. Even though they do bad things, you see the bigger picture there. So that's compassion. And then mudita, or sympathetic joy. This one is much more energetic than the first two, and it, again, is a little bit harder to do. This one requires us to have more, you might say, humility, and more, it forces us to set aside our own views and our own kind of judgmentalness. Okay, so we pick somebody who's done well for themselves for some reason. Maybe they made merit somehow, okay? Like recently there was a retreat here with meditators, which Bhante Aryadhamma taught, Okay, so those meditators made merit. So can we have sympathetic joy? Can we rejoice in their merit? Can we be happy for them? And there's an energy to that. And if we have any, like, petty jealousies towards any of those people, those will hold us back. Any and all jealousy has to be set aside. This is looking at the positive and setting aside any negative. We set aside any sense of competitiveness with sympathetic joy. So there is like an emotional training which comes with each of these things. It forces us to be more and more mature emotionally. The last one is equanimity, upekkha. This one's the most subtle of all and the most difficult of all of the four. And I would say what makes this one tricky is it requires a deep acceptance of an entire situation for what it is. Sometimes we can get these, you might say, we can get kind of cynical towards the world or cynical towards people. We just maybe lack trust in the world or lack trust in people. There are certain issues that just kind of burn within us that we aren't happy about. And equanimity forces us to accept these things, okay? Now, we might not be able to fix it. We might not be able to change it. But can we accept it and be at peace with it anyway? Can we be at peace despite these problems? This word despite is a great English word. We can have peace even though there are indeed big problems in the world. And we wish we could fix them, but we can't. At least not right now. We're going to take some time out for peace and meditate. Okay, and there's kind of a nice way to visualize this that I use sometimes. Imagine there's like a city of people, and in that city there's a lot of, let's say, corruption and crime. Maybe there's evil politicians or evil gangsters or something. And this situation might sort of bother us, because we know enough about it to see that it's kind of a bad situation. But now imagine there's like a hillside far away from the city. It's, you know, let's say 20 kilometers away. And we're sitting on this hillside with a beautiful view all around us, out to the distance. And there's that city 20 kilometers away. It's really small. It's just this little city off in the horizon. It's just one little thing in a big, nice view. Okay, so equanimity is kind of like that, where we feel a sense of like spaciousness away from a problematic situation, and we accept it. We are at peace. We are equanimous with it. And there isn't any wish in there that it'll ever change. We've set aside any desire for it to improve. And there's a sense of kind of an emotional aloofness of, on this hilltop, those problems will not affect me. I'm okay here. That's them doing their thing over there. And there's an emotional detachment you don't need to worry about it. You have your distance, okay? Now, on any given day, I try to ask myself, which of these four Brahmaviharas would be the easiest one for me to do? It's not always metta, even though most teachers will teach metta because it's the easiest one. Okay, so if you've never experienced any of these before, metta is probably the right one to start with. If you break through to that, that's awesome. It's like you're now floating in the clouds with the devas. Okay? It'll feel heavenly. There's definitely a heavenly feel to it. Myself, the one I tend to prefer practicing, which is the easiest for me, is equanimity, actually. And it just happens to be the easiest one. So I will always kind of look which one's the easiest. Any of them will do. If you can achieve any of these, you're in those clouds with the devas. Okay, so maybe just ask yourself, all right, so which one of those kind of sounds like me the most, my personality, you know, my default personality? And if you aren't sure, metta. The answer is metta. Okay, so let's close our eyes, and now we're going to see if we can connect with one of these Brahmaviharas. So with metta, maybe say to yourself silently, pick somebody who you'd like to send loving kindness to and visualize them. Maybe your favorite relative or a favorite pet. And say, may they be at peace. May they be at ease. And may no harm come to them. And with metta, we are setting aside what they've done. This is unconditional. If you're one of those compassionate Kuan Yin kind of people, then wish to yourself something like this. I know what people have done. I know how they're bad sometimes. But may they be at peace anyway. And if you are feeling a little bit tired or drowsy and you'd like to do something more energetic, use mudita and find somebody you want to rejoice in their merit. Think of a 5-year-old at a birthday party and they're very excited and happy. And there's colorful decorations. And everyone's got lots of energy. And can you rejoice in their merit? And then equanimity is detachment from a situation. And accepting it, but you are emotionally aloof from it. Okay, so let's open our eyes and we'll just conclude.